Good morning, 10:11 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our weekly chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeeville Friends of Animals. So, good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and a little different from yesterday, but that's just the way it is in this type of year, but it's great.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. It's one of those things we're just happy to take any warm weather when we can get it. So is good. So, hey, what's going on at the shelter this week?
Well, we've had two adoptions this week. I always like to start off with very good news. Rose and Sassy have found new homes this week. You go on our Facebook page, you can see the pictures of Sassy. What's her new member? I don't remember seeing Rosie, but Sassy was featured with her new owner, and everybody was smiling. Sassy had a big old smile on her face. So we love it when they come in and they allow us to take a picture because we can spread the joy to everybody around. We also still have a lot of nice pets that are looking for their forever home, and I'm going to go ahead and start with them. I'll start with the dogs. Chili. Chili is a five-month-old female, a red heather cross. She's just beautiful. She's got massive ears, but they don't seem to match the rest of her body, but I'm assuming she's going to grow into them. She loves to play with her toys and eat her treats, and because of her age, she's young, we're running our special this month on kittens and puppies half price. So this month, her total adoption would be $80. 30 of that is the deposit you must leave, and then once you have her spayed, neutered, then you give us back the certificate from the veterinarian, and we give $30 back. So $50 is her actual adoption fee. That's a good deal to do when the state requires us to do that, but that's just a good reminder to people that when they do adopt an animal that's too young, if they will take it, spayed, neutered, they get their deposit back. So that's Chili. And then we have Goofy, and Goofy is a two-year-old neutered male. He's a mixed breed. Not sure, we're not quite sure what he is. He's beautiful, though. He's got rust red fur. He's new. He's new to the shelter, but he does seem to do very well walking on a leash, and he's kind of like Chili. He loves to play with those dog toys, and he's already neutered. And when they come in and they're already neutered, their adoption fee is immediately $30. And because there's no major expense for us to have the spay neutering done. So Goofy would be a wonderful dog and a very reasonable adoption fee. Sounds like this would make a good companion for some children to have around to play with. Scooter. Scooter is really excited this week because he's also, not only is he available for adoption, but he's got a lot of good things going for him. He's also been selected to go on his doggy date. And so I don't know if it's this particular weekend coming up or the next, but he has been chosen. He will be able to go out with the family, spend the afternoon out. Hopefully the weather would be nice if they could take him to the park and walk him around, maybe go, you know, get some fast food for him and little hamburgers or something. But he's just a lovely dog. He's a year old male Catahoula cross. He's very handsome. He's got speckled brown, black, gray, and white fur. Here's the unique thing about him. One of his ears flops over, and the other one stands straight up, and it never changes. And it just makes him adorable. I mean, he's just a doll. I hope people will go on Facebook and check out this dog because he's unique looking, and he's a good dog. He's got high energy. He would probably do best in a home that enjoys being outside and taking him places and walking and that kind of thing. He is also... what I'm saying, this dog has got so much going for him. He's also fully sponsored. And what that means is that his adoption fee would be zero because someone else has stepped up and said, we can't take Scooter, but we'd sure like to find a home for him, so we'll pay for the adoption. So upon approval of the staff at the shelter, he would be your dog, and he also has a bag of goody treats that someone left for him at Christmas time. It was a donation just for him. So that would also go home with him. I think it's great. Scooter's, like I said, he's got a lot of things going for him, and I hope someone checks him out and makes him their forever dog. Kitty cats. Ariel, she's a five-month-old female, a tabby kitten. She's very sweet. She's a talker. She likes to talk to you. She does love to play with the cat toys. Because she is so young, we think she'd be great to go home and be introduced to the other pets in the house and probably get along with them just fine. She purrs. The minute you pick her up, she starts purring. She likes to sit on your lap. She's just an all-around great little kitten. And her adoption fee would be cut in half this month because she is a kitten. So the total cost would be $67.50 with a $30 deposit going back to you is when she's old enough to be spayed. So that's the cats and the kittens and the dogs to talk about, except I do want to remind everyone that that great litter of pups that came in of numbering 10, we still have 6 available. They are now old enough that they can go home with you immediately. And this month, their adoption fee has been cut in half. So if you're looking for a young puppy to bring introduced to your home, go on Facebook, look at them. They're beautiful puppies. Some of them are black with some tan on them. And a little white. Some of them are all the way tan, except their muzzle. They're black. They're nice-looking puppies, and they're good puppies. And we've spent a lot of time with them trying to socialize them, and they're ready to go. So if that's something you have in your head to bring home to your family, we have them. Now, events. We've had some really neat things happening this week, and I think you guys helped one of the donations come to us. We had a call from Southern Star Central Gas Pipeline, and they called the radio station to get my phone number, and you guys gladly gave them my number because they were wanting to leave us a donation of dog food. And oh my gosh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so glad that worked out. Yeah. So they had called, and then I went ahead and gave them your number because they would, yes. You know, because I know people can leave stuff, but, you know, it was like a rainy day and, you know, I wasn't sure.
Yes.
So we didn't want stuff to get wet. So I said, yeah, well, it was a big donation.
Yes, it was. It was very nice donation. This nice gentleman called me. He wanted to know what food that we use at the shelter because he himself is a pet owner. His daughter is very active, apparently, in rescues and animals. So they're really aware of how food is important, and if you can get quality food, all the better. And we try, even though we go on donations, we don't always have the same food being fed, and it can cause stomach problems, you know, for our animals because you change food on them, sometimes it doesn't cook well. So he called us to find out what is it we like to use and we use a lot of. So I told him it was the Purina and Pedigree. We do Purina, but Pedigree, I think, is what really comes in the most. It's a good food. It seems to do well with them. And so they brought in, I don't know, 200, 250 pounds of dog food and puppy food because I said, you know, we do have some puppies. And puppy chow is something people don't think about. So they brought in puppy food. So it was a wonderful donation, and we thank them very much for choosing us as They were also donating to AWOL. I mean, it wasn't just us. It was both shelter. So I think that, again, very, very nice and appreciated. The ICC Vet Program had their spaghetti dinner last Saturday. Apparently, they raised over $2,000. It was, you know, $2,000-something. And those proceeds would go to their vet program. And then AWOL was going to receive a donation, and we're going to receive a donation. So sounds like it was a wonderful evening. They had some really nice baskets. I think they put in a silent auction type thing. So I think it was a huge success for them also. So like I said, we've had some really nice things happening this week. Another young lady sent me a message saying that she had dog food she wanted to donate. So it's ongoing, and it's wonderful. And, you know, we say thank you, but we truly mean how much this support from the community means to us. We are open, and we're there every afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 7. And then on the weekends, we are there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Our telephone number, our telephone system, I think it's kind of like you. It comes and it goes, and you have no reason why. But when our phone number is working, this is it, 620-252-6060. Facebook is a good way to contact the shelter. Oksana and her staff are really good at responding back to people and trying to keep track of questions. Call and leave a message. I think they also are really good about sitting down and trying to respond to your questions if you happen to leave a message for us. But we've got a good staff out there, and Everything seems to be really clicking. We feel good about the adoptions we're having, the nations coming in. It's been a good winter. As we know, spring is kind of a headache shelters because we seem to get a lot of puppies and kittens. So, you know, we again start harping on that, but it's a good harp. Please spay and neuter your pets. It's so much easier and kinder. It's healthy. It's good for your pets to be spayed for you.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good reminder.
We try to promote that also. But anyway, I think that's kind of donation-wise. We kitten chow, not the cat food, but kitten chow. I'm trying to say we were running a little low on. And we'll go through a lot of bleach. We do a lot of cleaning pet bleach. So if someone just wants to pick up a bottle of bleach once in a while, that's great. Dawn detergent, don't do that. Just anything. And our list is usually posted on Facebook, but as I said, I don't think there's anything out there that we couldn't somehow put to good use at the shelter. So new toys, used toys, blankets, come out and volunteer. That's always a tip. It is going to be spring right before we know it, and looking for something to do, and you want to give back to your community. The shelter's a wonderful place to come out and spend an hour or two with us, whether it's just petting the dogs, walking the dogs, whatever, holding laundry with us, whatever. You just want to come out and be around the animals. We welcome people to come out and join.
Great reminder, Becky, and I always appreciate you bringing us up to speed with all the goings-on, and it's just always great to hear from you, and thank you for calling in, as you always do.
Well, I try, but sometimes, like we say, your phone kind of wants to play a little hard to get. But
I know. Sometimes the lines will all be booked up. They're all busy.
Yes. Well, I'm persistent. I hang in there, and you know, James, it's amazing how many people, though, do listen. They do like to listen to what's going on at the shelter, and even if they can't come out and adopt, I think they do enjoy hearing about the animals out there. And I try to come up with happy stories. You know, it's not all happy at the shelter because there's reasons that animals come in that's sad to us, and it's sad to the people that have to surrender or the strays that are running the streets. That's hard to explain. Yesterday, there was three little puppies that were brought into the shelter, and they were just found on Facebook. They're missing three little white puppies because they're at the shelter. They're safe and warm, but they need to go back home. So that's the sad part of the shelter. But thank goodness we've got the staff we have and the people involved that always help out. Good people in Coffeyville, good people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that I hear it from people all the time that they enjoy hearing you on and hearing your segment. So it's always a good update for us here on a Thursday.
Okay. Well, thank you. And let's hope everyone has a very nice weekend.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Well, Becky, I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Okay. All right. I'll be here.
All right. That
Bye-bye.
Sounds good. That's Bye-bye. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. And hey, we got more open line coming up, including a look at our dining guide as we head towards lunch here on KGGF.